And so while, you know, we sit here and we talk about the policy and the thinking that goes into the public health discussion and the seemingly inability to properly or communicate it well or clearly in terms of what we need to do, and that this conversation is important, there are many of you who are out there living with the circumstances that we now face. And that means slowing businesses right down almost to a halt in some cases. You know, gyms are closed, etc. Restaurants, indoor dining is a problem. Because, well, we can't do that, at least for the next 14 days or so. And there's nothing to suggest that this might not be extended. So, what's being done? And I think it's important that we, it's you know, sit back and say, this is the problem. But we got to get to solutions. So I love what the BIA is doing out on the Danforth. And they are looking at how are we going to move this needle forward positively for those who are facing these limitations. The BIA chair is Albert Storchak. He joins us this morning. How are you?
I'm well, Dave. Thank you for having me.
Good of you to get up and do this morning, because I love this idea that, you know, I can go to one of the patios as of today. Broadview Danforth area, that stretch is always so vibrant on a, you know, on most weeks, but now we're limited to eating and drinking out of doors. It's going to be a little cool today. I mean, we're just getting to a high of 8, and that's sort of the norm this whole week. But I love that you guys are taking initiative to make sure that we're all comfortable out on the patio.
Absolutely, and a happy Thrill of the Chill Saturday to you and and your listeners. With this promotion, we're obviously encouraging people to attend our patios and restaurants as the weather becomes more inclement. So in order to do that, we're giving away for everybody who sits down on the patio one of those lovely silver thermal blankets and a $5 gift certificate, which can be used in any bar or retail in the neighborhood. Now, these blankets can be reused, bring them back to our patios, or we're encouraging people to use them in their emergency car kits and also in their emergency home kits. I mean, if the power goes off, it's a way of keeping warm. So we want to be practical and environmentally conscious here as well.
So this is another expense, though, and when we look at the businesses that are doing this, I mean, and particularly, you know, the restaurants and the retailers similarly have already had to put measures in place and change the infrastructure within their establishments, and this is great, and I don't want to diminish how important what you're doing, but it just is another cost, Albert, to doing business on the Danforth.
Dave, it is. We do not have a sponsor for this program, and this expense is coming out of the Broadview Danforth BIA's budget, which all members contribute to. But the board looks at it as we can spend money advertising, in print or whatever. This is a way of directly injecting some of the members' money into the local economy. Mm-hmm. $5 gift certificate, we have about 800,000 blankets. It's a way of having people come back and inject money into the economy.
Yeah, and I give you full marks for that. I just say suggesting that it's one of those costs that we don't take into account when we talk about the effect of, again, making these restrictions and limitations on restaurants and retailers. So I'm glad that you guys are on the front line thinking about these things.
Absolutely, and there's a secondary reason for this promotion. We want to keep focus on the plight of our bars and restaurants, as you indicated in your intro. But we're still in this modified stage two, so the restaurants are restricted to patios. The weather is changing, the numbers aren't looking good. The federal government still hasn't introduced their new wage and rent subsidy program. This was promised over a month ago in the throne speech. And rent is due in a weekday. That's I think a week today or tomorrow is rent is due. So I mean, this is a trifecta is worst case scenario.
Yeah, and we're not talking about an insignificant number of shops and retailers here? I mean, there's what, almost 400?
In our BIA, we have about 330 members.
Yeah, and again, so you multiply that by the BIAs across the city. So, you know, they're all facing what you guys are facing. And I know we've talked about this before, but what kind of conversation goes on among the BIAs in when you're dealing with these sorts of things?
Through TABIA, which is the Toronto Association of BIAs, we have very close links, and we coordinate the messages quite closely. Everybody's in, each BIA is distinct, but we all have that common problem. We're all basically shut down and experiencing the same hardships.
So you said you had how many blankets? 800, how many?
We have 800.
Yeah. So, and when are you expecting to be able to, I would assume you'd be able to give them all away today?
Well, if not today, over the next couple of days, we're having a kickoff at Dora Keogh's this afternoon at 2:30. We have about 14-15 restaurants and bars have the kits already. And I think this initial thrill of the chill is we're planning on rolling out several others as needed during the winter. But we need to animate our streets as the weather gets more inclement, and that's our objective.
Well, I think that one of the things, this is great, they're going to be able to do this at Dora Keogh, but we're still missing the music.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I can sing for you this afternoon.
Okay. Well, Albert, we'll want to follow up with you to see how this has played out.
Oh, appreciate this opportunity. This is what we need. We need we need a forum, and you're giving us that forum.
Well, and I say it's the least I can do because I like to do the least I can do. But this is where I think community can kind of step up and make the decision this morning that we're going to go and have a hot drink on the patio somewhere because it's going to be that kind of day, and maybe to help out. And if you can, I like the idea that you can take the blanket with you, and then when you come back, bring the blanket with you, so that now you are equipped to deal with the weather in the coming weeks.
Precisely. It folds up into a wallet size. You can just put it in your pocket.
Very good. Good luck with it, Albert. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks so much, Dave. Have a good day.
Albert Storchak is the chair of the BIA at Broadview and Danforth. And those of you asking, what's the BIA? It's the Business Improvement Association. And each neighborhood would have one of those groups, and it's all a collective of the businesses and the retailers and the restaurants and the bars and the lawyers and the dentists and everybody who does business in those areas. And they've all got a common issue. And as Albert points out, all the BIAs are sharing in the pain. But many of them have unique circumstances. Just in terms of, the number of restaurants that you might have versus retailers or whatever. So there's a certain character to each one of those business neighborhoods, if you will. And they are a creature of City Hall, and they talk a lot about how they're going to be able to deal with these issues. But I like that, they're able to sort of stand up and say, okay, we get that there's a problem here. We come with a solution. Now, it depends on you being able to say, okay, I'm going to head out to the Danforth later today and get my thermal blanket. And it's, like he said, it's one of those things that folds up quite easily. You see them, they use them after after a marathon run sometimes. People get wrapped up in them, look like a tinfoil piece of wrap. Right, that keeps you warm and keeps the chill off of you. So good on them for doing that. And that will start. They're going to kick it off 2:30 today at Dora Keogh. That's on the 141 Danforth Avenue. And if you go, let us know. I'd be curious to know. So you can fire us a note and tell us how it went tomorrow on the show at 7:10.